I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. The Senate has passed the president's tax cut deal, but Majority Leader Harry Reid says he might still keep the body in session through the Christmas holidays for votes on the rest of his agenda. The tax cut bill passed by a vote of 81-19 and will extend Bush-era tax cuts for all Americans, continue long-term unemployment benefits for 13 months, cut payroll taxes by 2 percentage points, and extend the estate tax. Gail Chadwick of the Christian Science Monitor has been monitoring today's events. She joins us from Washington. So, Gail, have we decided who wins here? Is it the president who was able to pass a stealth stimulus package, or was it Republicans who were able to force him to capitulate on taxes for the very rich?
I was just talking to House Democrats about that. They are very interested in how Republicans are spinning it. That is, the Republicans, with some reluctance, have given the president a very big victory, especially coming on the heels of a long and protracted health care discussion and then a tough election. So they feel that part of the reason for the Republican reluctance to go ahead is that they just didn't want to give the president this win. But for the GOP leaders, I think it's very clear. They see this, the most important priority, as ending a tax increase on January 1st.
Well, Charles Krauthammer of the Washington Post, he of the right, had a column last week, and he said that the GOP did get rolled on this one, that they were led to believe that they were getting away with keeping the tax cut break for the very rich when, in fact, the president got the stimulus. So, that's one voice from the right.
Well, you know, there's a very interesting poll. I just got off the phone with Scott Rasmussen. Rasmussen poll is reporting that support for Republicans, who still, by and large, support the tax deal, but support has dropped 9 points in a week. Democrats oppose it, but they stayed pretty steady. And he thinks that what's going on here is the impact of more learning about it, the Krauthammer piece being an important, talk radio being an important feature, and the general narrative that Republicans find very easy to believe, that their party is getting rolled by Democrats.
Well, Democrats are unhappy as well. You know, some of them are deficit hawks, but also some of them are very unhappy with the estate tax provision. It extends it, and they feel that it's just too generous to the very rich. And now it goes to the House. What's the sense of what's going to happen there?
Well, a week ago on Friday, the House Democratic Caucus met, had a very acrimonious meeting, and came out strongly opposed to this deal. They had another meeting last night, and as several members told me, it was as if the Friday meeting never occurred. It was a blank slate. And they talked around lots of points but didn't come out with any action plan. What that tells me is that leadership is not whipping this issue hard. They don't want to cross their president, who negotiated this deal. Neither do they want to look as if they've abandoned principles that they all ran on, such as no more gifts to millionaires. The estate tax, I think, is Exhibit A. There may be an effort this afternoon to add an amendment to reduce it or get rid of it. But the problem there is that Senate Republicans have said that if this deal is changed one bit, it's null and void, and they'll take it up again in the new Congress when Republicans can control the House and have more seats in the Senate.
Well, meanwhile, Harry Reid says he's got a lot more on his list, and Republicans had said nothing happens till the tax cut bill gets passed, and it just might be. So Harry Reid says, okay, we've got this huge spending bill he wants to pass to keep the government running. Republicans want a more short-term bill. Then there's President Obama's new START arms control treaty with Russia. The White House today very angry at Republicans who might hold that up. And also on the Senate agenda, passing the DREAM Act that'll give kids who came into the U.S. illegally a path to citizenship through joining the military, going to college. So with all of that, what do you think is going to happen? Do you think Senator Reid will keep the Senate in session right up till January 4th?
I think he's going to certainly push it into the weekend and midweek, in part because Republicans, not the leadership, but individual senators, are using long-term prerogatives that are quite powerful, such as insisting that the bill be read. I understand that they are going to insist that the START treaty be read, every line of it, when it comes up, and that the omnibus, nearly 2,000 pages of it, be read every line when it comes up. That's going to add days. And at this time, we're really playing against the clock and the goodwill of the members. They only have until January 4th. They are, I can tell you with authority, very eager to get out of town.
Calling Gail Chadwick. That's Gail Chadwick of the Christian Science Monitor, monitoring everything for us that's going on in Washington today. Gail, thanks so much.
You're welcome.